This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're joined by Fred Plotkin. Fred is my mentor as far as appreciating Italian cuisine and Italian high culture. And, you know, I'm sort of charmed by the Italian notion of campanilismo. When the Italians created Italy in 1860s and 1870s, they said, now we've created Italy, but the challenge we have before us is creating Italians, because Italians have this passion and love for their community, their town, their region. And what they do is they love the sound of their own bell tower, campanilismo, the campanile. You know, food is a lot the same way. Isn't there a little bit of campanilismo when it comes to Italian food?
There definitely is. And so campanile means if you are within earshot of a bell tower, that's the community to which you belong. But I always point out the towns of Parma and Reggio Emilia in Emilia-Romagna. Both are very close. They're maybe 20 miles apart and are profoundly similar in having glorious food cultures, but profoundly different in insisting that what they do is better than the rival town. Now, someone from the outside would go there and say, okay, bolito and pasta and parmigiano, reggiano, it's called Parmigiano, Parma, Reggiano, Reggio Emilia. Reggio Emilia produces fantastic traditional balsamic vinegar. But to go to those towns, it would say to you, oh, no, we're better than Parma. Oh, no, we're better than Reggio Emilia.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like saying that Brooklyn and Manhattan would have that same kind of rivalry, that we're different, we're the same. We're Italians, but we're also Parmigiani. We are from Reggio Emilia. We are from Manhattan. We're from Brooklyn.